Well, let's get to the Here and Now DJ sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Travis Holcomb is DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. He was our original DJ in the DJ sessions, and he's back with us once again. Travis, great to have you back.
Glad to be back, Jeremy.
And the first song that you want to introduce us to is by somebody that people have probably heard. I'm almost sure that they have heard at this point, because this was one of the top songs on Spotify for a while. This is Uptown Funk. It is featuring Bruno Mars. It is by Mark Ronson, and here it is.
Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name. Hit you hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you hallelujah. Ooh. Girls hit you hallelujah. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Ooh. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch.
Okay, so a great song there, a lot of fun, and it's getting a lot of airplay. But tell us about Mark Ronson before we hear one of the new songs that we probably haven't heard.
Well, Mark Ronson is actually the artist that song is released under, and Bruno Mars is just featured on the track. Everyone just says it's the Bruno Mars track, but it is by Mark Ronson, and he's a producer, so he's done a wide range of acts. He started off as more of a hip-hop guy. He worked with Old Dirty Bastard, Ghostface Killa, and he sort of broadened his range as he's gone along, and he's worked with our acts like Boy George, Duran Duran, Adele, Amy Winehouse, and Uptown Special is his fourth solo album. And I sort of put solo in air quotes. You can't see it because it's radio. But I mean,
nobody can see it, Travis.
But because he's a producer, he does have to rely heavily on the guest acts to sort of like make the songs happen. So this album is no different. He's got features from Bruno Mars, Kevin Parker, who's from Tame Impala's on three different songs. He's got Stevie Wonder, and he's got Mystical, the rapper, who has an incredible song that, unfortunately, we can't play on radio because it's got too many bad words. But just as an aside, I would love to see Mystical, his second act, be as a leader of a funk band, because he is an amazing funk band front man.
Well, let's listen to one of the Mark Ronson songs. This is featuring Kevin Parker, and this is called Daffodils. A very different sound there than Uptown Funk, but a great sound nonetheless. What do you like about it?
I'm a big fan of funk rock, and I'm a big fan of disco, and it's got kind of all those elements squeezed into one track. So that has been the track on this album that I've been playing the most of on my show.
Well, let's turn to another British singer-songwriter. This is David Woodcock, and here is Splinters.
The splinters in our fingers and the splinters in our hands. Splinters out.
one of those British singer-songwriters that you can tell just by listening to them that they are British there. It sounds a little like, I don't know, John Lennon. What do you hear?
Yeah, he's got some John Lennon, Ray Davies from the Kinks, or Ian Dury is actually who he vocally sounds like the most. I mean, it's got sort of a barroom Britpop kind of feel to it, full of sort of, he's a piano player, so it's got all these bouncy piano melodies throughout the album, but I like the fact that it's got a very loose, almost live kind of feel to the recording, where it just feels like you're in a tiny bar watching David Woodcock at the front of the bar with 50 people. I don't really pay much attention to lyrics generally, but his writing is just so witty that you can't help but to pay attention.
Well, let's go to an artist that people know very well at this point, not in the UK, but in Iceland. We're talking about Björk. She is out with her 9th studio album. It is called, Travis, help me out with this, Vulnicura?
Vulnicura.
Vulnicura, okay. And here is Lion Song. There's really no one to compare her to. It is just unmistakably Björk.
It is. I mean, you know, for the second that she, I mean, she's an artist that she's so idiosyncratic in the way that she sings and in the way she sounds that you know it's Björk right off the bat.
I'm just imagining her in a swan costume or something like that. Tell us about this album.
So this is actually a breakup album that she made. I guess it kind of chronicles the end and aftermath of her own relationship with the artist Matthew Barney. And I guess the songs on the album are chronologically ordered, sort of starting 9 months before their breakup and ending 11 months after. So it is a breakup album. It's definitely a lot weird. I feel like Björk's sound is getting a little more insular and a little more out there and maybe even weird as time goes on. A little bit like Tom York, as far as just the progression of how her sound is getting a little bit more abstract and insular as time goes on.
Tom York of Radiohead, and I understand that this album was supposed to come out next month, the same month that New York's Museum of Modern Art would launch a retrospective on her work, but what happened?
It leaked early, so I guess her label panicked and felt like they had to get it out there to sort of beat the leak. So they released it digitally. I guess it's still coming out physically in March sometime, but it is out now anywhere where you can buy MP3s.
Well, we have time for one more from you, Travis. This is an artist that goes by Ghost Culture. The song is called Arms.
Always right, never strange. Don't want you to ever change.
And Pitchfork compares Ghost Culture to Caribou. That's a Canadian musician that you've actually shared with us in the past, Travis. What do you hear in this that you like?
You know, I love the amalgamation. I mean, it's clearly an electronic act that he's got, but it's an amalgamation of a lot of different subgenres, from minimal techno to new wave, the synth pop, house, electro, kraut rock. It's all within his album. And you definitely hear the strong influence of New Order or Depeche Mode throughout the album as well.
And you've taken us, by the way, all the way from funk rock to how would we describe Ghost Culture?
Ghost Culture, I mean, the easy way would just be to say, I guess it's an electronic album, just because there's so many different things mixed in there.
But a very different mood than what we had with Mark Ronson.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely like dark electronic stuff.
Travis Holcomb, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. Thanks as always, Travis.
Thanks, J-Hop.
Half closed, half open.